Hello, hello. Welcome to another podcast of Shine Her Light with your girl, Makia Brooks. I'm here with another podcast giving you guys some encouragement, some enlightenment, some little salt, sprinkling a little salt, sprinkling a little Jesus, sprinkling a little tea, sprinkling a little something another on your life, on your journey, in your life, in your journey, you know. So, but anyways, as you can tell from the title, we're going to talk about being a winner. But I think I'm going to talk about what it takes to be a winner. So this morning I got up feeling great, and I turned on Tory Roberts, one of his sermons, and you know, he was talking about being uncomfortable, how it takes for you to move from out of one place or change or transition to be uncomfortable for you to pursue the things that God has for you. Let me tell you something. Being uncomfortable is one of the most frustrating things ever. Like, I don't know about you. Maybe I'm speaking to myself. But lately, God has me in all of these uncomfortable positionings, stuff that I didn't even think I had the capability of doing, nor the capacity to do. But yet God is seeing fit for me to do those things, right? And so I'm uncomfortable, it's unfamiliar to me, and yet I'm pursuing it. But here's the thing though, I'm still struggling. So I'm like, okay, God, like, all right, this ain't going the way I want it to go. This ain't happening the way I want it to happen. So God, how does this all fit into my plan or your plan for my life and the purpose you have for me? So I just want to like talk about that today. Let's have a conversation about being winners. I think when you think of a person who is winner, you think of someone who has won something. They got a prize for it. You know, they accomplished it. But I'm starting to realize that being a winner is not always about winning something that is tangible. Oh my God, I am learning that being a winner is also about being able to say that you survived something. Being a winner is also to say, hey, I got problems, but my problems don't have me. Being a winner is also being able to stand against the odds and stand against statistics that have said that you will be one thing and you turn out to be another. Being a winner is being able to break generation curses that has been settling in your generations before you, or you know, just being a leader, being a woman, being a strong woman, being a courageous woman, being a woman that knows how to shine her light, to empower herself and other women, being that survivor, being that boss, being a boss lady. So I think a lot of times we forget about what a winner typically is. So I just want to just talk about being a winner. I want to talk about those things. Like, I know that it's, you know, some of us are struggling. We're battling with things, even if it's silently. You could be dealing with depression, don't want nobody to know, or stress. You could be dealing with financial issues or whatever you could be dealing with, whether, you know, you talk about it or you don't. You're still a winner because you're going through that. And don't you know, in order for you to become exactly who God intended for you to be, it is a process, child. When God puts you in a position in where he wants you to be uncomfortable for whatever purpose and plan he has for your life, it is a process, because you have to do a lot of self-evaluation. You have to realize some things about you. Like sis, like, being a winner is also learning that not everyone is going to go with you and go after the things that you're trying to go through, or realizing that not everyone is meant to go through that same door that you're going through. So being a winner comes with this understanding of knowing, like, yo, like, I'm really am transforming into who I supposed to be, even if I'm still battling with certain things, but I'm gonna be all right. I don't know, but lately I've been like, if that ain't going the way I want it to go, I'm gonna be all right. If this ain't looking the way I want it to look, I'm gonna be all right. If this ain't happening the way I want it to happen, I'm gonna be all right. If that don't come through like I expected to, I'm gonna be all right, because I'm already a winner. I'm already a winner. So I'm already like, everything is going to be all right. What is meant to happen will happen. What ain't meant to happen won't happen. And I think a lot of times we want things to go the way we want it to go, so we miss out on opportunities. We miss out on our winning season, quote unquote. We miss out on winning seasons, and because we are expecting things to happen the way we hope for, when things don't always go that way. Things are not going to go the way you want it to go. You know, life don't happens that way. Life doesn't just move in the direction you want it to go. And then when you talk about manifesting, yeah, you speak those things as though they were, but understand when you're manifesting, it may not happen the timing that you spoke it. It may happen years from now. You just have to put in your part, do your part, put in the labor, put in the work, and stop being lazy. Ooh, child. You know, one thing that I've learned is that if I'm going to manifest anything, if I'm going to become a winner, I can't be lazy. I can't procrastinate. I cannot be a procrastinator and be lazy and then manifest things and expect things just to come to me. I got to put the work in. I have to put the work in. You got to be able to put the work in. You got to be able to tell yourself, self, okay, get up from that couch, get up from that bed, get up from that TV. I know the Netflix, Lifetime, the movies on the television, the reality TV shows be catching your girl, be making you procrastinate and etc. Get off social media. Take a break from social media. Take a cleansing from social media. There's nothing wrong with social media. It's just sometimes you need that extra break for you. Do those things. Being a winner is not just when things are good. It's when things are stagnant. It's when things are not always great. It's when things are not always good. Being a winner is sometimes when you don't understand what the world is going on in your life and you're trying to figure things out. You're trying to figure your stuff out. Sis, being a winner is when your old self start to submit to your new self. And lately, I've been on this roller coaster with making my old self submit to my new self, which is not easy because the old self ways be in combative with the new self ways. And it's like, sis, this new you and this old you gonna have to get along in order for you to become who you need to be. This old you gonna have to bow down and realize that God did some changing in you. And it's not saying that you're a bad person. It's not saying that you've done bad things. It could be some stuff in your past you had to change, some self-evaluations, some you had to recognize self-worth and self-care. You had to forgive. You had to let go. You had to heal. You had to be delivered. Those type of things that makes you change. You know, you had to change the way you think. You had to, you know, change your eating habits for you to become greater. Like, sis, like, I'm telling you, you are a winner regardless. If you put in the work, if you put in the laboring, if you decide to make changes in your life that is beneficial to you, please do not be making changes to prove anything to anybody or to please anybody. Let me tell you something. People cannot live your life for you. They cannot make decisions for you. They cannot fulfill your purpose for you. They cannot fulfill the plans for you. It's up to you. The ball sometimes lies in our court, and we be waiting on God to do stuff, and God is waiting on us. He's waiting on us to bust a move, and he's already saying victory is already won. You already a winner. I know you're struggling. I know you're going through. I know it's hard right now, but you are a winner. You are a winner. You're a winner in the midst of trials and tribulations. You're a winner when it's sunny outside. You're a winner. You are a winner when it's storming and hailing outside. You are a winner when it's tornadoing and hurricaning, all of those things. I don't think hurricane is a word. Hurricaning is a word. But hurricane, when there's a hurricane, you are winning. And I think a lot of times we just expect when things are good for us to realize we're winning, or when we're making the money, or when the business is blooming, or when the ministry is blooming, or when things are going the way we want it to go. Oh, I'm a winner now. No, learn how to claim those things when things are not so good. That's what makes us uncomfortable. That's when you know God is in it. Where, okay, God, it's storming in my life right now. Okay, God, I don't understand everything, but oh, I have faith. I trust your will. I know, God, what you told me and what you promised me. I know you have a plan for my life. I see you working things out in my favor. I may not make the money that I feel as if I should be making, but God, I just know you're going to make a way. My business may just be starting. I may not have all the customers that I want, but God, I know you're going to make a way. You just got to keep putting in that same momentum in yourself, in your business, in your ministry, in your life. You have to know for yourself that you are becoming who God says that you will become. Sis, you're a winner regardless. Don't let nobody stop you, period. As y'all would say, period. Don't let nobody stop you. Seriously, you go after the things that you want because it's going to be beneficial. Go after it. Don't let nobody stop you. And being uncomfortable is not a bad thing. If you have to move to another place, another city, area, make new friends, start connecting with other business people, start hanging out with people you never thought you would hang out with, that is a winner. When you start making changes that is beneficial to you and your mental health and your self-worth and your self-care and your business and your ministry and your relationship with God, your marriage, whatever, that is a winner. When you're struggling, when you're going through, and yet you still got faith, that is a winner. Not just when things are good, but when things are not always good, when you don't understand, keep going. Don't stop. Don't give up on your business. Don't give up on the ministry. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on the things that God gave you the desire to pursue. Keep going. All right. Well, there goes another podcast. And I hope you guys enjoy. Remember, you are winners. And keep sunshining like you are winners. I love you guys. And peace. Hello, sunshines. Remember to create sunshine in the darkness so that others can see.